Welcome to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Think on this.
Luke 8 tells the same story as Mark 5, which we discussed just a little bit ago. And today we're focusing on verse 4 when Jesus says, now get ready for this, Joshua, because you and I have talked about this and we're not sure we've been pronouncing the name right. So here we are. Jesus says to Jairus, which we hope is correct.
Jairus. Okay.
And that on our past ones, I don't know. People get a prize if they just give us grace. Yeah. But Jairus was a father of a dying girl, and he tells him to not yield to your fear. He says, don't yield to your fear. And this is a huge life message, because so often our response of fear will be a catalyst to stress and really harm our well-being. It's profound. And so when we face the reality of fear, we have to look beyond and we have to make that decision not to yield to fear. And now listen, I'm the first to say fear is a lot of fun, because you just go down a whole other track that you can do the yeah, but, and if this happens, then this will. But at the end of the day, it causes such havoc. And I just love that phrase, do not yield to fear.
Right. You know, the thing that I think Jairus feared the most was his daughter dying. And that's why he was seeking out Jesus. And so his servants, you know, basically tell him, hey, your worst fear has come true. Your daughter has died. And, you know, he keeps going with Jesus. And Jesus is basically saying, don't yield to the fear and instead yield to the presence of God. And, you know, it's amazing when the things which caused fear draws us closer to God and helps us to see the more of God.
Right. Because you think about it, if he had yielded to the fear, he may never have experienced watching his daughter just really come to life again. And
right.
So you think about just that ultimate decision that you have to own, that fear is not going to do you any good, but it is a choice. And no one else can make that choice but ourselves. And sometimes it's easy to blame someone else because of something they're doing to us or a situation that's happening to us. But at the end of the day, it's a choice not to yield to fear.
So don't yield to the fear. Be aware of how close God is to you, even in the darkest valley. And trust God to purposefully work in all things for good in your life, and be ready to be amazed. You've been listening to Table Think with Joshua and Carrie. Visit our website at tablethink.com for more content.